Thank you, sir. I'm going to be brief so we can get to the poetry. Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange was founded in 1974 by five of us. We've done a lot, as people have indicated. A central component is a first Monday open poetry workshop, which we've done since 1974 at Lion Walk Performing Arts Center, the Famous Writer Cultural Center, the Joyce Building, otherwise given over to accounting, City Books, and now the Brentwood Public Library. Recently, we came out with a big anthology of members, current members, called the Brentwood Anthology. We have books for sale over here. The Brentwood Anthology is $15. Two of my books are there for sale. Tim Asayas' book is there. Wonderful book. Ziggy's book is sold out. Stuart didn't bring his, but there's a lot of poetry. So we've got a long history. We do a poetry book discussion group in Shadyside once a month. Tomorrow night we're reading and discussing new and collected poems by Richard Wilbur. We take turns picking the books. Now, in reference to Jimmy's introduction, I want to mention someone that I've thought about recently, who I believe was Jimmy's first teacher, and that was Nancy Gavrilis, who taught at Boyce Campus. She was part of the second wave of Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange, wonderful poet, now deceased. But I wanted to mention her because she's another person who was part of the early years of community poetry in Pittsburgh. Now, I wanted to say we've got people coming from other places for this reading, and I'd like to acknowledge Alyssa Sineni's mother, Carol, who's a wonderful poet, and she's up here from Florida for this, and we're so glad to see her. Also, we have a certain lineup of poets. We don't have the whole lineup reading tonight. Each poet is going to have about 8 minutes to read. So there are some poets who are not reading. So I want to assure everyone that we'll bring Barry Governor back next year, because he's read a couple years in a row and he graciously acknowledged to bow out for this year. Barry will be back next year. For new voices, I think Stephen Genetti will be ready to read next year. And I'm looking forward to that, a young, up-and-coming poet. So those are my announcements. We're going to move right on to the reading. This lineup, thanks to the Phoenicians, who invented our alphabet, this lineup could not be better in terms of the variety and the way that it goes. And what we're going to do tonight is something a little different. When each person has concluded reading, instead of requesting them to remember to introduce the next poet, they don't need to introduce the next poet. They can bask in thunderous applause and then sit down. And a voice from above, which will probably be either myself or Joan, will shout out the name of the next poet. And if they've drifted off, we'll shout it out again. But anyway, we're to get started. There's bio information here. I don't need to talk about each poet. Ziggy's bio note says she's friendly, which is absolutely true. Everybody loves Ziggy. So let's start with Ziggy Edwards.